call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, July 3rd, 2017, 9:01 a.m. Any commission remarks? Road vacations. I have Old Pinkerton Place Road. Come up, Mr. Merrill. Are you here on that? Which
I'm
one?
I'm here on Old Pinkerton and also on the private road in Creekwood Cove.
Okay, private road in Creekwood Cove subdivision.
Peaceful morning.
All right.
Previously, and asked that Old Pinkerton Place Road be vacated where it touches Mr. Harris's property, which is the southeast quarter of Section 35, the north line of the southeast quarter of Section 35. Where it terminates at the Old Pinkerton home place. We've received no remonstrances since the initial hearing and publication.
Okay. I have also a letter from Mr. Cotty dated March 16, 2017. And he's reviewed the proposed petition for vacation of County Road, Old Pinkerton Place Road, and he approves it for use in vacating the described roadway.
Motion to approve the vacation of the Old Pinkerton Place Road as presented, lying south of Brown Cemetery in Section 35, Township 23, Range 19 in Swan Township.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with some discussion.
You might want to make sure there's nobody in the crowd that has an issue with it.
Is there anyone here who want to come forward with has an issue or
remonstrance?
A remonstrance of this? Doesn't look like anybody's coming forward. Seeing none, go ahead.
Mr. Schofield, I think that you may be reading from the old order. There's been an amended order filed with the commission.
Okay.
We're only asking that it be terminated where it touches the north line of the southeast quarter of Section 35, not from Brown Cemetery Road.
You want to amend your motion here? Was the description she read part of the...
Yes.
Read
you can make it, please.
I don't see the amended in here, but
I think we talked about it last time you were here, did we not?
Yes.
We got a copy of the amendments.
I amend my motion to read to vacate a portion of the county road of Old Pinkerton Place Road beginning at the north line of the southeast quarter of Section 35 to Section 35, Township 23, Range 19, Southern Swan Township in Taney County.
Amend my second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure that amended orders, the original is filed.
So now you're ready to take up the portion of private road in Creekwood Cove subdivision?
Yes. Yes, sir. When we were here previously, we had two portions of the road to be vacated. The newspaper inadvertently published one notice twice instead of both notices. So we're back today. Asking that this portion.
No,
the one we presented last time was this portion up here of the road. This was the second part that was not published.
It wasn't published, so we couldn't.
We discussed it last time.
I think yes.
This is just the second presentation of it.
Published.
Yeah.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. it's the first presentation, but we talked about it the first time. But this is the first presentation of that particular one because it was not published correctly.
Mm-hmm. What statute are you? Which statute are you asking for this one to be vacated under?
Say again.
Which statute are you asking for this one to be vacated under?
It's 71.270, I believe.
Yes, okay. This is a private.
So this is the one we can act on today.
Yes.
There's nothing beyond it. It all goes into it. Okay.
Yeah. And the only other adjoining property owner was Dolores Steinmetz, and she
no,
signed.
Not on this one.
There's
not
nobody.
On this one? We're vacating this one today.
Oh.
There's nobody. I'm
both sides. So through their land.
We own it all.
Yeah, you own both sides.
Okay.
You got the legal, Brandon.
I don't.
I make a motion to vacate the portion of land that are Ben and Stephanie Owens, a portion of platted unnamed 40-foot private road and plat line in Block 2 of the Creekwood Cove subdivision in Taney County, all in Section 12, Township 23, Range 20.
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
There you are.
I'm assuming there was no remonstrances on that as well.
Thank you. If that's all, I'll be out of your hair.
Oh, right away, Lakeside Subdivision.
Yes, sir. My name is Richard Wiggers, and this is my wife, Catherine Wiggers. And we're here to submit the paperwork, which we have already, on vacating a portion of road in Lakeside Subdivision.
It's a portion of a 30-foot wide flat roadway, southeast of Track 9 and north of Track 10.
Do you have a map, Randy, for?
Right here.
Oh, thank you.
I can bring up another copy if you'd like.
Oh, that's, we've got one up here.
And what it is there's a right-of-way road through there, sir, and it goes to everybody's property back behind us, but it's already in place, and we're trying to vacate a piece of the road that was never, ever a road.
It doesn't have anything to do with the right-of-way road. It's just a section of unused property that was never, it was designated as a roadway at one time, but no one ever made it.
It's got 40-foot trees in it. And our well is on the far boundary line. And what we would like to do is build a well house over our well. Right now it has a trash can over it with insulation around it. And so if we would build a well house on it now, we would be intruding on this vacant piece of road that's not actually a road. I think it consists of 1/10 of an acre.
Yeah, 0.10 acre here.
And everything was written up by Mr. Motley, and he helped us through this process. And working with the commission's office, they were very nice and helped us tremendously. We submitted photos of every step of the process. We submitted photos of what the lot actually looks like. You can see that it's all 40 years of growth. And the front portion of it, we actually have been cutting for about 3.5 years. We've been maintaining a little part of the front of it. But the actual right-of-way that goes down through there is set in place, and it's actually a right-of-way. We're only taking over a portion of the road. The beginning of the right-of-way that comes in is the right-of-way at the beginning. And then it turns and goes to our property right there. And we're trying to take over the small portion.
Past that.
And if you look at the survey that was submitted, you can see exactly what I'm talking about. And now, if you have any questions at all, we'd be glad to answer them.
So the two properties on the other side of you has access?
Yes, sir. And you also have access from the other side.
I say it's off of a different
subdivision. Yes, sir.
The portion of this unused road was already vacated by the people behind us.
Can I bring it up and show you?
I have a picture.
Okay, fine.
So this road actually goes nowhere because it's already been vacated.
Behind us has been vacated. Road is the people already took over the road behind our property.
So you own the land
on both sides. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And then the property on the far end, which is North 38.59.00 West, is 29.5 feet. The people at that end have already taken over and vacated that portion of the road. So there's no road back behind that road already.
It's just been platted, but never was reinforced, and you own the land all around it.
Yes.
Can I ask the road administrator, did you look at this?
Yes.
And you agree with it?
I've reviewed the survey and also reviewed it on mapping, and I have no concerns with the
We also submitted it to the sewer company and the electric company for the utilities portion of the process. We did get a reply from the sewer company that, yes, there is a line that goes through the very tip of it, but it has no, and I'll submit it. If you want to take that up.
Frank, have you seen this?
Yes.
The only question I would have is, it looks like there's an easement possibly that goes to a house further down that runs through that road. So if we vacate that, does there need to be something put in place? I don't want to cause a...
This is the easement road, and when they surveyed, they surveyed past 50-foot line.
So you're asking, here's the actual map. So this right here is still going to be part of the easement. So you're just asking for it to be vacated here.
Yes.
Yes.
So that won't be...
That doesn't affect that at all.
That way it won't affect the easement.